with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's Michael Smichel of the Mustang Track Club competed at the Camperdown Classic over the weekend. Last Saturday, Smichel won the Boys Class 1 800 metres in 1 hour 55 minutes 37 seconds in Kingston, Jamaica, in the process of running the Carifta qualifying mark for the under 20 boys 800 metre long distance run. There were other good performances from the other Cayman Islands athletes, with most finishing in the top three in their heats, the wind negatively affecting most of the sprinters' time in the 100 metres. Jermaine Brooks of Mustang Track Club also finished third overall in the men's 400 metre with a time of 48.42 seconds. Family, friends and educators supported Georgetown Primary Sports Day. CIGTV's Donna Bush reports.
The two-day event held just last week was a huge success, resulting in Hibiscus House athletes winning the championships. Zinnia and Shamrock Houses came in second and third place, respectively. Principal Sharon Campbell Danvers thanked various civil servants and elected officials for attending and supporting the students, including Lynette Monteith, Dr. Dalton Wattler, as well as MLA's Barbara Connolly, David White, and Kenneth Bryan. Most of the Georgetown primary students participated in various track and field events on the day, and some parents competed as well. Principal Campbell Danvers says that students who are part of local track and field clubs did exceptionally well over the 2 days. She says sports days allow students to take part in healthy competition, to showcase their talent and skills, and to prepare them to represent their countries internationally in sports.
In other local sports, help the National Trust for the Cayman Islands light up the night for a brighter future.
Well, the Glow Run is one of the National Trust's largest fundraising events for the year. All proceeds for the event go towards supporting the National Trust's education, environmental and historic programs.
National Trust's marketing manager, Nasaria Budal, tells Radio Cayman Sports they're now accepting registrations for its Glow Run 5K being held on March 30th. This time around, it's a fun run through the streets of Georgetown.
It's one of the only runs that are held in the evening, and all participants are encouraged to wear items, clothing that glow, accessories that glow in the dark, and each participant is given a swag bag that also has UV reactive body and face paint to help them get their glow on.
Adults and children are welcome. To register and get more information, check out nationaltrust.org.ky. And the fourth annual Girl Guiding Walk Run gets underway next week.
This event is a fairly new event. It's been running for the last 3 years, but it's all around raising awareness for girl guiding here, very much so. And the objective is to attract more girls to join us at our units, but also leaders to come and also maybe take part in leading some of our unit meetings. And also it's an event that we feel is a lovely event for the community because it's all about promoting healthiness and well-being.
Executive Committee member Charlotte Lewis says the Guiding the Way 5K 10K will start by the Holiday Inn on Safe Haven Drive, with walkers setting off at 6:30 a.m. and runners 15 minutes later. Registration on the day begins at 6 a.m.
A really small entry fee of $10 per person. Under 10s, it's just $5. And you also get refreshments at the end, and you get entered into a raffle prize draw, of which we are working on at the moment, but we've got lots of fun sponsors already involved, so there's lots of exciting prizes to be won at the end also.
All proceeds will benefit Girl Guiding Cayman Islands and works towards the positive development of girls and young women in the Cayman Islands. The fourth annual Girl Guiding Cayman Islands 5K 10K Walk Run gets underway on Saturday, February 23rd. To register online, go to caymanactive.com. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.